Now, back to Gary Rivers on WHBC.
The first ever Black College Football Hall of Fame Classic is being held at the Pro Football Hall of Fame's campus coming up Labor Day weekend. This weekend, nearly 20 legendary members of the Black College Football Hall of Fame are going to be here, including a number who have also been enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, will be on hand for it. And we've managed to contact and bring to you for a conversation former NFL quarterback, Super Bowl winner, NFL quarterback Doug Williams joins us this morning. Good morning, Doug Williams. Thank you so much.
Good morning. My pleasure.
All right, so you're coming into town. Are you part of the planning committee of bringing this classic football game to Canton?
Well, James Harris and myself, we actually was two of the guys that initiated the Black College Football Hall of Fame. It's up on our foundation.
Well, how about that?
Harris Williams Foundation. And we've been fortunate enough over the last 10 years to get guys like Willie Lanier and Art Shell and Mel Blunt, all of them are as members of our committee. And we've been fortunate enough to do some things. And now with a game in Canton, and eventually we'll be housed in Canton, I think that's something that we all are proud of, and we certainly appreciate the Hall of Fame and Mr. Dave Bakers for this opportunity.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. Well, tell me about the game, Alabama A&M versus Morehouse College. What are we going to see?
Well, you know what, both of them, Morehouse started off like gangbuster last year, and I think they ended up like 7-4, which they got most of their team coming back, quarterback, running back, so it should be pretty good. And I know Alabama A&M with Coach Maynard over there, they almost won the East side of the SWAC to go to the championship game. They had a late surge, and they're looking forward to it. From my understanding, talking to him this summer, he has his quarterback back, and he feels pretty good about him.
Are you coaching on the sidelines at all, or are you just hanging out watching the game?
That's just two college coaches. They got to do their own coaching. It'd be illegal for me.
I thought. Do you miss that? I mean, I know you're working with the Washington Redskins again, which I think is great.
Yeah, it's no doubt in my mind. And, you know, Coach Rob used to always tell us all the time that no man is too good to be able to coach the American youth. And my coaching time at high school in Grambling, I had a great time. You know, even high school. See, if people don't understand, I coached a football team back in Louisiana that played against Peyton Manning, and that was Peyton Manning's last high school game because we beat him in the playoffs.
You beat Peyton Manning, huh?
Yes, I gave you scores, too. It was 39-22.
Whoa! Does he hold that against you? Last time you talked to him, do you bring it up?
We did an interview. He did an interview with me not long ago, and he brought it up during the interview. But no, it was a great night. But the kids that I coached back then, man, and even when I go home now, the one thing they do remember was playing against one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, and that was Peyton Manning.
Now, they were supposed to say, but playing for one of the great quarterbacks of NFL history, right? Doug Williams, right?
So they didn't think of me like that. They just figured I was just Doug Williams from the hood.
All right, well, I know John probably wanted to take you back to your time working and playing with the Washington Redskins. That was a spectacular season, wasn't it?
Oh, ain't no question. You know, and I'm fortunate enough to be here now as the senior vice president of player personnel. I've been here now going on to my sixth year, and to have accomplished some of the things that I did as a player here and to be able to come back and work here, man, is certainly gratifying.
Doug, as you look back at everything here, and you look back at your career, a guy like Joe Jacoby, I know that there's been some talk of this guy going into the Hall of Fame. You think his time is coming soon?
Joe Jacoby should already have an address in Canton. You know, it's unfortunate that he's not there. When you think about the Redskins team during his time, a guy that had an opportunity to play in four Super Bowls and to win three of them on that offensive line, the way they dominated back in the day, and only one guy is in the Hall of Fame, I think it's unfair that he's not there, but I certainly think that he's going to get his due.
Now, your one Super Bowl that you played in and you won, you had a career day that day. Kind of take us back through that day and take us back through those memories.
Well, you know what? It's so great to be able to remember these days.
Yeah?
It's been so long ago. But, no, you know, it was a great day. Waking up that morning to great weather in San Diego, and knowing you got an opportunity to win a championship, and with the team that I was with, I knew I had a pretty good football team that I'd be playing for, and things didn't get off on the right foot early on in the first quarter, but when we opened up the second quarter, things got to moving, and you know, we did some things that day that I don't know that it would ever be done again. It probably will, because everything is meant to be broken, but we was able to score 35 points in only 18 plays, and I think that was pretty significant.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. You should at least have a shelf at the Hall of Fame that says four touchdowns in a single quarter, right?
I mean, they do, come on. They do have my helmet.
Well, that's got to be gratifying. It's certainly more than, you know, the dust that I bring to the Hall of Fame every year. So,
well, it's just good to be able to go to the Hall of Fame, man. I'm telling you, I was just there a few weeks ago when we played Cleveland for the preseason. And, you know, every time you walk through the Hall of Fame, you get chill bumps. And to be for these black colleges to be able to play a game in Canton, man, and get an opportunity to go through that Hall of Fame, I think that's something that every young man should want to do. If you put on a helmet, no matter what your age is, you should have want to walk through Canton, Ohio, through the Hall of Fame.
So, Doug Williams, I have to ask you this because I was reading about this.
Oh, no.
Did you have a dental procedure done the week of that? Go ahead.
Not the week. I had a root canal done the day before the Super Bowl.
What?
Yeah. I did not practice on that Saturday because I was at the dentist's office for about 4 hours. And when I came back, everybody was packing up, loading up to go to the secret hiding place like the Lawrence Welch Resort for the night before the game. And, you know, I was in pain, man. But you know what? Like they always say, you know, coming up in the South, and your mom always tell you, you know, that the good Lord work in mysterious ways. You know, I woke up that Sunday morning with no pain, and it was game time. It's ready to go. We got time to roll, man. You can't worry about a little pain.
Wow, and you come back and great game and a great Super Bowl. Hey, getting back to the College Football Hall of Fame, I was attending the Classic, and it's this coming weekend. Tell us about the game time and where folks can get tickets and all that stuff.
Well, Gary, I'm not sitting here. I think the game time, I think it's 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, something like that. I'm not for sure.
Yeah, 3:30.
But I can say one thing, man. They have over 20 guys that's already in the Black College Football Hall of Fame, and maybe half of those guys that's enshrined in the NFL Hall of Fame. I think that in itself speaks volume. And you know, if I'm a football fan of any kind, this is a great opportunity to support historical black institution, the Hall of Fame, and the Black College Football Hall of Fame, especially it's in a great area where you only have probably one school up there, Central State, who will be playing in that game next year that's in that area. And it gives the surrounding cities, you know, Cleveland, Akron, and Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh, all those people an opportunity to come and see what it's all about.
It's a great invitation. Sunday, September 1st, 3:30. And I was looking down the list. I would pay just to see Ed Too Tall Jones. I'm sorry. I loved him.
His nickname explains exactly that. He is too tall.
He was so much fun to watch. Well, actually, all of them were so much fun to watch.
Right.
Thank you so much, Doug Williams, for talking with us this morning. And hopefully we've got a chance to see you this Sunday.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. And, hey, let's have a great weekend.